I appreciate it. In the scriptures, there are a number of passages that talk about the callings of God. And in the Greek word calling is kaleo. It's a word that's different somewhat to when we talk about a calling. But in the Greek, the understanding is it's a serious invitation. It's just like one of your friends is getting married and they send you an invitation. It's a request. It's an offer. It's something that God makes an offer and says, would you like to come to this? And those kinds of invitations, the implication of it is that it's up to you to respond. But the heart of heaven and the heart of God towards you is this open invitation. And the Bible says many get those invitations. Many are called. Many have this offer from God. God leans, as it were, into our lives and knocks on the door and hand delivers many times an invitation to various aspects of life. And one of the honors that we have as a church, what I'm thrilled about, is that we get to serve in some small way you who have responded to God's offer to love and to care for and to be part of the restoration of young people's lives. And we hope that you have in some way been refreshed over this past 2 days, that the Lord has inspired and stirred and reminded you about all of the good things that made you make this acceptance of this offer. And then you sent in your card. You can expect the two of us. We'll be there. Sign us up. We'll stand in the gap. And I wanted to say on behalf of Northlands that we esteem you. This world measures success in very different ways to the kingdom of heaven. The Bible says of the heroes of faith, they went about destitute, persecuted, ill-treated, in sheepskins, in goatskins. They were sawn in two, they were beaten. It says, and the world was not worthy of them. When God looked at them, the world looked at the heroes of faith and said, they're not much worthy of scoffing and mocking and beating. But heaven looked at them and said, you guys were too good for this world. And I wanted to say to you on behalf of Northlands and on the people who've taken a lot of time to pray for you and put this on, we esteem you and we thank you for what you do. For the King's call has come to your life and you've stepped up and said, Lord, you can count on us. And you love when it's inconvenient. And you serve not always because it's in the spotlight most of the time. 99% of the time it's not in the spotlight. And you sacrifice, and most of the time, nobody's going to applaud you for that sacrifice. But I want to let you know you're not home yet. And when you get home, you'll receive the King's reward for somebody who responded to the King's call. But every now and again, there are some of us who get what it is that you call to. And we esteem you, and we wanted to take this moment to say thank you. Thank you for what you do. Thank you for the sacrifices you make and the love you share and the discomfort and the change of your lifestyle and the ongoing sacrifice. We applaud you and thank you for what you do. It's been an interesting weekend. I want to just wrap up very quickly. Last night we looked at some of the things that I believe, and if I summarize last night's message, it was a call from the Lord, the call to refreshing. That God made an invitation to all of us. Would you like to be refreshed? Do you want to be recharged? Do you want me to increase your input? I can refresh you. And I hope that we picked up some of the eagerness and some of the ease with which God can do that in our lives. And I'm hoping that in some measure you learn some practical ways in which you can collaborate with God and respond to His call to refreshing. And if that's something that you say, yeah, Lord, I want to do it, I want to just say to you, come regularly. Because I really believe God is eager. If He made the call, and He did, for you to be refreshed, He means for you to be refreshed. Come regularly. And He will refresh you. And then this morning with Susan, and she spoke about God feeds and raises His children, but I felt like this morning was a call that you should be a forerunner. When Susan spoke about that God will feed you so that you can feed, and God will you were raised so that you can raise, and you were loved so that you can love. And that God has called you. There is a calling gone out for you to be a forerunner. God does not expect you to love with love that you haven't experienced, or to resurrect where you have not felt that raised power. And He doesn't expect you to give what He didn't already give you. And so you're called to be a forerunner. And I hope that you heard the call and His expectation that He wants to do it in you, and then He wants to do it through you. And so if you heard that call and you say, Lord, how do I respond? Sign me up. I want to do that. I want to just say to you, come hungry. Come hungry and say, Lord, I need more love. I need more food. I need you to feed me, because I got hungry mouths to feed. I need you to love me deeply, because I got to love deeply. I need you to resurrect something in me, because I need to give resurrection life, and you should come hungry. And I heard a call this morning that you should be a forerunner. And then when Beth spoke, I heard the call and the reminder that we're called to restoration. That God has called you to join Him in the magnificent work of redemption and restoration of broken lives. The call that you will be called, the restorer of broken streets. The restorer of streets to dwell in. Repairers of the breach. And if you say, Lord, I want to do that. And as Beth took us on that 50,000 foot view, and we looked at the powerful work of love, and then the work of rebuilding and the restoring love of God, it's, we restore things to their original condition. And the haunting question, what else would you rather be doing? And the call to restoration. And if you said, Lord, sign me up for that, I want to just say, come with understanding. Come with the right perspective. When you say, yes, Lord, sign me up, you can use my life to restore others. And come with understanding, because it's going to be hard sometimes. It's going to be costly sometimes. Pray, go, Lord, I'm responding to your call. I got an invitation to join you in this battle, in this great and beautiful work. And I want to say what they did when they were rebuilding the walls, and they were trying to get Nehemiah from coming down off building the walls. And he said, I am busy with a great work, and I cannot come down. I don't have time to come discuss your issues with you. I'm busy with a great work, a God-given work, and I don't have time to do anything else. And if you heard that call and the reminder to restoration, I'm saying, gird up the loins of your mind, understand. And then Dion spoke about the call, I believe, to supernatural effectiveness by five different types of prayer. And if you heard that call and that encouragement, then I want to say, come with faith and ask boldly. And ask beyond what you think you deserve. And ask with a shameless audacity from the God who loves you deeply. And dare to ask Him for things that you cannot do. We did not generate this call. It initiated with our Father in heaven. He made an invitation to us. And the people in this room responded. And for that, we give you thanks. And our prayers are with you. And I would just encourage you to be part of this community that has been growing. If you've been ministered to here, please join us on the blog. Join us on Pinterest. Join us everywhere. But the Hope at Home team, mainly Beth and Susan, who carry most of the load most of the year. But I want to just encourage you, join the family. Join the community of Hope at Homers. If you're just trusting God to see the supernatural transformation of our homes. We're seeing God do some profound and amazing things. There are some days we weep together, and there's some days we laugh with the sheer joy of the victory God gives. But all days, we know the fellowship and the beauty of our King. In just a little while, I'm going to close in prayer, and we're going to pray and bless you and thank you so much for coming, and we do appreciate it. But just before I do that, I thought it was helpful. We've had so many people volunteering over this weekend from our church, people who've laid down their time and energy, and I just wanted to say thank you to them. They've made treats, they've made eats, they've rearranged things, they've given up of their time. And there's too many of them to acknowledge right now, but to the team who've served you, I want to just honor you. Thank you for what you do. We really appreciate it. Thank you. Amen. And then Beth and Susan, I just wanted to say thank you to you, because this Jesus said the kingdom is like the tiniest of seeds which you plant in your heart, and it grows and becomes the biggest of trees, and birds of the air will come and find a shade in its branches. And the little whisper of your response to the Lord's whispering to you has created this blessing to many of us, and you persist in it, and you've stuck with it, and you've been faithful, and you continue to do that. And much of the ministry and the blessing that's happened this week is because of you two ladies' persistence. So we just want to give you some flowers by way of just saying thank you. I know it's not nearly enough, but we didn't want to let the moment go by without us saying we really esteem what you do and we appreciate it. Thank you very much. Now I wonder, I'm going to close in prayer. I wonder if you would stand with me and let's just come to the King. Every one of us in our lives has to make this decision. There's no right or wrong decision. There's just what's right or wrong for you. In my experience, the Lord came by and he offers many people a calling. Some people respond and some people say no. And we all have to answer the question, at some stage, is he worth it to me? Is Jesus, my Father, worth the price tag? And I can't answer that for you, and you can't answer it for me. But I get to answer that in my own heart. And the truth is, because you're here, your answer was already yes. You're worth it to me, Lord. You're worth the sacrifice. You're worth the time. You're worth the pain. You're worth the energy. You're worth it, everything that I'm putting in. You're worth it to me. So I want to pray your hands be strengthened. And won't you join me? Lord, the simple truth is you are worth it to us. You're worth it to me, Lord. You're worth, Lord, every step of obedience. You're worth every moment of stepping forward in the call. You're worth, Lord, every whisper of anxiety. You're worth every fear. You're worth, Lord, every sleepless night. You're worth, Lord, every dollar spent. You're worth, Lord, every time that we've heard a broken person scream at us. You're worth, Lord, the energy and the effort, because this is a great work that we're busy with, Lord. And we stand in partnership with heaven to see it done. We're so grateful to you, Lord, for the invitation that came past our lives when we said yes. Now, Father, as you made a call to this group, Lord, you said, Lord, would you like to come to this refreshing? And we say yes. You called us, Lord, to be forerunners. And we say yes, Lord. You called us, Lord, to the partnership of restoration, and we say yes, Lord. And you called us to supernatural effectiveness through prayer, and we say yes. Now, Lord, I pray, not one couple, not one person would leave without your Holy Spirit injecting into their hearts and into their lives a refreshing, a confidence, a comfort, an encouragement, and your wisdom, Lord, on where to go next and what to do. I ask for each parent, Lord, for words to be given them. Apples of gold in settings of silver are apt words spoken in season. And I pray, Lord, for apt words, the right word at the right moment, Lord. Give them the word that sustains the weary. Give them the word that breaks the yoke, Lord. Give them the moments, Lord, of teachable moments where they can say just the right thing. And Father, strengthen them. And I pray you'd protect their marriage and you'd protect their families and that you'd lead them, Lord, away from evil and the evil one and lead them away from temptation. But Father, would you speak your peace out over their homes? And Lord, now we bless them in Jesus' name. The Lord bless and keep you. Our Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his favor over you and give you peace in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you very much. Thank you so much for being with us. We really appreciate it. God bless you. I know it's been a long time, but thanks. And we look forward to seeing you on the blog, and we'll keep in touch there. God bless. We'll see you next year.